You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, so Thanksgiving was pretty much a bust. Christmas looks doubtful, but there is good news. You can check your Cook County tax bill online these days. Treasurer Maria Pappas joins us to tell us that it is actually good news in a way, right, Maria?
Well, it's good news because there are, you know, thousands of snowbirds who take off. And it's good news because they can pay ahead of time. They don't have to worry about a bill getting to California the way the mail is. And if they want and they talk to their accountants, if they pay now, in some instances, there's deductions for them.
So if they pay in 2020, they might get a 2020 deduction.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But they have to check with their accountant because I'm not allowed to give accounting advice.
Sure.
But we do this to help them with their accounting. The issue here is, though, that normally the March bill is 55% of the August bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's due always on March 1st. That's just by statute. March 1st is the due date. But the good news is that that March 1st due date has been extended for 2 months. So if you don't have the money on March 1st, you can pay on May 1st without penalty. So that's the really super good news here.
And so the idea is you can go online now, see what you're going to owe by May 3rd, and start working towards saving that, setting money aside, or just paying it off now.
Either way, what we are instructing people to do is we are getting up to 1 million people a month visiting CookCountyTreasurer.com. So let me tell you why 1 million people are going there. This site is up in 106 languages. In fact, we've had 500,000 foreign language downloads on this site. But if you get there, it's pretty simple. You just have to put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, or west. Just put in your address. You will know that you're in the correct place because either a picture of your house, your lot, or the vacant parcel will show up. So now you know you're in the right place. The computer will tell you, going back 20 years, what your property tax was when that house was on the market 20 years ago and what the increase is to date. And people like that. They like knowing. They like knowing the history. And then you scroll down a little bit. You don't have to rely on the American Postal Service to send you a bill anymore. We have a downloadable Maria Pappas version of a airline's boarding pass for you, which has a scan line on it, and you can take it to Chase. You can mail it in here, or you can pay online, or you can go to a community bank and pay. So those are your options, but you don't have to wait for that bill to come in the mail. It's there. If you scroll down just a little bit more, we're sitting on $79 million worth of overpayments or double payments. That happens during refinancings. We had like $53 million in overpayments just from refinancings this summer. But these $79 million that we have right now go back 20 years. So we're advising people to check any piece of property that they've owned during the last 20 years, and they will be able to apply online if they were the owner at the time.
So Treasurer Pappas, is that listed by, that's listed by property, right? Or by PIN number?
Address.
Not okay, not by
address.
Your not by your name.
No.
Right.
Address.
Okay.
Your address. We allow you to put in a property identification number. That's like your social security number, but it's a 14-digit one for
right.
property. But, I mean, people don't walk around and say, this is my 14-digit property index number. So we just made it easy. Put in your address. Now, if you scroll down just a little more, you're going to see a section which says exemption. So let me explain the top three. The top three is a homeowner's exemption. You have to have lived in the house for at least a year. It goes back 4 years. So if the boxes say no, 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 that means for 4 years you didn't get $500 a year. I owe you $2,000. There's a button there that you press. You prove that you were the homeowner. You submit the application online. We will get you your money within 4 to 6 weeks. If you're a senior, you're entitled, that means 65 years or older, you're entitled to a senior exemption. And that is also $500 a year. It goes back 4 years. And a senior freeze is an additional exemption. If you are a senior 65 and over, and you and whomever you're living with is making under $65,000 a year, you can apply for a senior citizen freeze. And so these are all
at cookcountytreasurer.com.
Everything's on cookcountytreasurer.com. In fact, when you get there, if you don't like speaking English, go to the bottom, Google Translate. It'll show up in, believe it or not, we've had 137,000 Polish downloads because the Poles own more property than anyone else in Cook County.
more than the Greeks? I thought you guys were doing pretty well.
No, we just own Eidos joints that are all closed. Every Greek restaurant in the world wakes me up at 5:30 in the morning and complains.
Oh, they call you, huh?
Yeah, they call me. Yeah.
So one other thing, so that you accept partial payments. So if I wanted to pay half of what I owe this December or January just to lessen it, I'm able to do that at no penalty?
Yeah, you can pay whatever you want whenever you want.
Great.
Not until May 1st. On this March 1st bill, will penalties start to kick in at a point and a half a month.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, great to talk to you as always.
Always good to talk to you, too. You have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again, Steve.
Merry Christmas, you too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Let's get a look now at traffic and weather. Here's Mary.